Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's EHS podcast for the week ending January 16th. My name is Alan Nguyen.
And I'm Allison Granke.
And we'll be bringing you the latest news in environmental health and safety. So, Allison, I believe you have an update for us from the U.S. National Transportation Board.
Yeah, I do. So, earlier this week, the NTSB announced its 2015 Most Wanted list, which represents the organization's advocacy priorities. The list aims to increase awareness and support for the most critical changes that are needed if we are to reduce transportation accidents and ultimately save lives. So on this list are 10 unique priorities. Distractions are still high on the list of NTSB's concerns. And the NTSB is calling for a ban on all these devices while driving across the automotive industry, but also the aviation, marine, and rail industries. So ending substance impairment and requiring medical fitness for duty are also priorities that affect multiple industries. Many of the priorities are also focused specifically on aviation, so from enhancing public helicopter safety to preventing loss of control in flight in general aviation. Although airline accidents have become relatively rare in the U.S., most crashes occur in general aviation. Statistically, accidents where pilots lose control are most likely to occur during approach to landing, when maneuvering, or climbing, and the NTSB has more specific recommendations for pilots.
So what about the rail industry?
Well, for the rail industry, the NTSB is prioritizing improving rail tank car safety and implementing positive train control in 2015. These two items are no surprise for those who have been keeping their eye on the news. Rail tank cars have been involved in several disastrous incidents over the past couple of years, as more and more crude oil and ethanol have been traveling across North America's railroads. The NTSB is urging regulators and the industry to act to prevent further accidents, such as the 2013 explosion in Lac-Mégantic, Quebec, which was carrying crude oil from the U.S. by rail. And the other rail priority, positive train control, also known as PTC, must be implemented by railroads by December 31st of this year, having been previously mandated by Congress. Positive train control protects against human error and can stop many rail accidents before they happen. And finally, also on the list is strengthening commercial trucking safety, making mass transit safer, and strengthening procedural compliance. The NTSB's most wanted list is based off of past accident investigations, where the NTSB is hoping to take the safety lessons that they've learned and inspire policymakers and legislators to address some of the top concerns that the industry continues to face. And you can find a link to the NTSB's full list in the resource section of this podcast, which includes far more detailed recommendations. And Alan, I think you have a story for us more specifically about the aviation industry.
So the FAA recently released a rule that requires most commercial airlines to have safety management systems in place. In an effort to reach the next level of safety, the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Aviation Administration issued a final rule that requires most U.S. commercial airlines to have safety management systems in place by 2018. Many airlines already have established programs in place to reduce risk, and the final rule simply builds upon these programs. The rule, which goes into effect on March 9th, requires that airlines implement a safety management system within 3 years, and implementation plans must be submitted to the FAA within 6 months. The rule also requires a single accountable executive to oversee the safety management system. The FAA defines a safety management system as a formal top-down organization-wide approach to managing safety risk and assuring the effectiveness of safety risk controls. This allows each carrier to design a safety management system to match the size, complexity, and business model of its organization. It's also worth noting that a safety management system will not replace regular FAA oversight, inspections, or audits. The FAA says it would offer federally funded software systems to help airlines implement the systems. The FAA estimates that the cost to implement the rule will cost an estimated $224 million and will yield benefits between $205 million to $472 million over the next 10 years. So Allison, I believe you have a story for us about youth safety violations in Ontario workplaces?
Yeah, so the Ontario Ministry of Labour is reporting this week that it uncovered almost 8,000 youth safety violations in Ontario workplaces last year, identified over a four-month inspection blitz. Over 2,500 workplace visits were conducted, and the goal was to ensure that training and safety standards for new and young employees were being met by employers. On average, inspectors found almost 4 violations per workplace, which is unfortunately an increase over a previous blitz that was more focused on vulnerable workers in general. The ministry issued 7,941 compliance orders. These orders tell employers that they are breaking the law and include a deadline by which changes must be made. The ministry also handed out 156 stop work orders. These orders indicate that the violation is so serious that it immediately endangers workers and must be stopped right away.
So that concludes this week's podcast. For more information on the stories we discussed today, be sure to check out our blog. And as always, thanks for listening.